Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Alright, it's Ekins here once again. And I bring to you today my IG Radio. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. I hope you all had a wonderful day. I just been the topic for today. So, feel free to share your thoughts on whatever we're about to do here. What do you think of having a crush on someone whilst in a relationship? And how do you think that affects a relationship? Chale, you go feed it and your girl go tell you, say, oh, I love you, but Kojo is my bestie. I have a crush on Kojo. How do you have a crush on Kojo whilst you're in a relationship? And how does it affect the relationship? So for today, feel free to call in anytime and join me whilst we talk. I mean, just send me a request, I'm going to accept it, and you can join me and share your views on the topic for today. The topic for today has been pinned so everyone can see it. What a beautiful people! Charlie. Today, like, the radio don't go up here because I'll go some side, but all of us are there for sure, so I didn't hear with you guys. Just finna see you. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. My name is Agents. So, like I keep saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm still gonna do it anyway. For the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on what you think about having a relationship and having a crush on someone. Along the show, I'm going to give you the chance to call in and express your views and thoughts on what you think about having a relationship and having a crush. Before the show comes to an end, I'm going to give you one tips on what to do during winter when you're in Dubai. So, hey, big man, the baddest barber in Dubai, the baddest hairstylist in Dubai. I see you, Chaman. Chale, say you guys should talk to me. What do you think? My name is Akins once again. Chale, today I did some nice love vibe inside. You did there. You go hear your girlfriend they tell a party girl, say, I have a crush on this guy in my class. I have a crush on this guy in my office. I have a crush on this guy I work with. I have a crush on the photographer because she's a model. I have a crush on the artist because, Charlie, tell me what you think. Feel free to call in. Talk to me. Like I said, today I'm giving you the chance to call me and join me live. So send me a request, I'll accept. You have just a couple of seconds to express your thoughts on the topics for today. Chale, some of you, we feel sad after it gives you divided attention, basically. Because time you're supposed to be spending to build your personal relationship, you're actually fantasizing on what you want to do with this guy you're having a crush on. It gets to a point where you feel, what do you think you're doing wrong? There is no love. Why is the relationship not standing? That's because you're spending quality time you're supposed to be spending with your man with someone else. So all I'm trying to say is, it's not bad to have a crush on someone, but the second it starts to take a bit of attention from your relationship to think about this crush, then you should know there's something wrong. And in most cases, you end up finding is the women the most who end up who uses the word crush. Would you be okay? I mean, hearing your lady saying I have a crush on someone. And Charlie, for me, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but the second you start to spend more time fantasizing about this crush, your relationship is going to have problems. So to avoid that, I don't know what to do. We can't stop people from having crushes. I want to hear from you. Talk to me. Feel free to call in, tell me what your thoughts on this topic. You have the chance to call in live and have a conversation with me for a couple of seconds. Share your thoughts on what you think about having a crush whilst in a relationship. Does it affect it positively or negatively? Is it right or wrong? Charlie, big ups to all the lower boys and lower girls in the building. Adele, I see you. Papa J, I see you. Charlie, this guy, at the fill and pass, Jesse, he do everything. Last week, the topic we discussed was, would you stay, on what grounds, or what reason would you save an ending relationship? And I had some people sending in their messages. The response was amazing. Charlie, the women say the only reason why they will stay in a relationship is if you hold bar. L'argent, kudi, money. That is the only reason they will try to save a relationship. Alright, I'm going to MC calling now. MC will be joining me live shortly to tell me what he thinks about the question for today. What do you also think? Charlie, let's be crazy, my guy. And if you reason, hey, my girlfriend say you get crushed for somebody in top. Charlie! Love me again, oh. My girl leave me for some guy because it starts from there, crash. Then in crash, we can't carry on with car. Then they go to buy check. I mean, what they can check. That jollof thing. Then that fried rice thing, Charlie. Before I go see, oh, MC is going to be on soon. MC is going to be joining me soon. Whilst we wait for MC, let's still vibe. Charlie, so this guy they carry my girl to go house. The guy they job for ministries. You people where you know Accra very well, my girl they start at Accra, they're city hostel, they're Accra city campus. Charlie, you can't carry this girl in the name of who I'm going to teach you how to drive. Check, Uruma, check. Then take your check, my woman. Charlie. So through the teaching how to drive, through the whole process of picking her and dropping her back off, she developed some feelings for this guy. It started from, oh, hey kids, I have a crush on this guy. I didn't take it personal because, I mean, they say we need to be open-minded in a relationship. But you before, in the early 50s or 60s, you go tell my father, my father, you have a crush on someone. How dare you? Go ask my mother or go ask anybody. Say, you go fit tell your father, say you get crush on somebody else. But they say we should be open-minded, so we are open-minded to listen to that kind of stuff. If on only VPN. Charlie, so a long story short, this girl go for for the guy because my crush, oh, my crush is picking me up to go here. My crush is saying, oh, let's go here. My crush wants to see me. Oh, my bestie. Before I see, it's gone down. Hey, Kim, I see you. So guys, tell me, is it right for you to have a crush on someone else whilst in a relationship? MC just called and he's going to be joining me live soon. Let's hear what he has to say. Hey, 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 man like MC.
Hi, brother, how you doing?
I'm all right.
How's it going?
I'm good, Charlie. So quickly. What do you think about the topic for today? Having a crush on someone else whilst in a relationship. What do you think about it?
Well, it depends actually.
Okay, we just lost MC. MC is going to call in again. MC is going to call in again to give us his views and thoughts about it. Okay, so I can hear Kim saying it's never a crime. It's never a crime, mom. That's what Kim says. I don't know about you. What do you think, bro? What do you think? Charlie, you hear this lady talking to her girlfriends. Oh, Charlie, I went to this wedding today and I had a crush on this guy with my girl. I don't mind having a thing with him for just a thing's sake. Hey! And some of we see some before. So we don't go advice make you give room for improvement. There's nothing wrong with admiring someone. I mean guys do it, ladies do it, everyone does it. But then the second it starts to take an effect on your relationship, then you should see there's something wrong. Because listen, having a crush, It basically has to do with lust, not all the time, because you can crush on someone and end up with a person. So if we tend to follow the lust needs and forget the love we shared with somebody over a couple of years, then we lose whatever purpose our relationship stands for. Nothing wrong with crushing on anyone. Hey, listen, I mean, guys, just call in. Let's talk. Let's get talking. I want to hear your thoughts on what you think about having a relationship and still having a crush on someone else. Is it wrong or is it right? How does it affect our relationship? Share your thoughts with me. Crush on this person. You went ahead to exchange numbers. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Snapchat. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook. You guys get talking on WhatsApp. Then before you realize, you can't go a day, a second without talking to this crush. Your boyfriend calls in. That it, WhatsApp or whatever platform tells him the call is waiting. He goes on for a couple of time. I mean, you wouldn't notice because before he could call it anytime and reach you because you were available. But second, a crush is introduced into the relationship. You're not reachable. What do we do? Alright, let me see what Kim is saying. Kim says, I mean, it doesn't make sense to keep crushing on someone who has a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You just let a person go and life moves on. I mean, I agree with you. But let's assume you meet a smart dude who finds you attractive and wants to also knock. He wants to enjoy the vibe. He too won't enter because Charlie, I mean, the girl nice. So he doesn't reveal he has a girlfriend. What happens, Kim? Tell me. I mean, you're talking from a point of view where you get to know the guy has a girlfriend. But here's the case, you're crushing on someone who doesn't have a girlfriend, but you love this guy you are with. Your relationship, I mean, it's gotten to a peak. It's almost getting to the marriage vibe. Is it right to still encourage that? So as the show goes on, I'm going to be telling you one thing you can do in the UAE during winter. So earlier, MC tried to call in, but I think the network wasn't favorable. So definitely, I'm sure MC is going to try calling again. Don't forget to share your thoughts, share your views on what you think about having a relationship and having a crush on someone. Is it right or wrong? And if it's right, how does it affect the relationship? If it's wrong, how does it affect the relationship? My name is Akins, your host for today. I keep saying this all the time, but unfortunately, I'm the only person going to be doing this. So why do I even have to keep saying your host for today? Anyway. Charlie, those days you guys used to play this song. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. Then all of a sudden, you're crashing on someone else. Hey! Yeah, Kim, the question is, yes, whilst you are in a relationship and still crushing on someone, I know you. Now, if this person you're crushing on has a girlfriend, like you said, you're going to let the person know, you're going to let the person move on. But here's the case, you're going to get to find out that the person doesn't reveal to you he has a girlfriend. So yes, Kim, my question to you is, you mean in a relationship and still crushing on someone? Exactly. The mother goddess, I greet you. You dogged me in broad daylight. But if you see me, run away. The mother goddess, what do you think? I mean, right now you'll be relationship champion, so you can tell me what you think. Is it right to be in a relationship and still have a crush on someone else? I mean, another scenario that happened in real life. A friend of mine was seeing this girl. I mean, they've been talking for a very long time. I mean, it was a long distance relationship, basically. So this lady tends to meet this gentleman at work who happens to be his superior. So let's go for lunch, let's grab dinner, let's catch up after work and all that stuff. Feelings was developed. When this lady was dating my friend, she was a virgin. When she met the supervisor, she was divorced. I mean, it all started from having a crush. Oh, there's nothing wrong with catching a drink with my supervisor. Feelings grow, and the second feeling starts growing, we tend to forget about the feelings we used to have. That is how the mind is programmed. How do we avoid losing a relationship we've sacrificed so much for a last moment? Okay, so Kim is telling me if you're in a relationship and you're still crushing on someone, it means you don't know what you want. I agree with you. There's nothing wrong in saying this guy is cute. I mean, we say that sometimes with our girlfriends. Charlie, this girl get ass. Well, hey, this girl is shaped wicked though. But we won't escalate. I mean, some will do. But what would you do there? What for? Just to have a feel of it. And then unfortunately, you start spending more time with this person you just want to have a feel of. And the relationship you used to have tends to lose its meaning because your attention and time is somewhere else. Sorry, so they tell her about this girl when you go here in bus, they do one or two things. Not in bus per se, supervisor, so Charlie, like senior colleague. So she now comes to visit her boyfriend, and then I mean he notices, yo, babe, it looks like somebody has touched you, because I mean the last time we spoke, you're supposed to be a virgin and all that. So she started talking about the fact that, oh, she met this guy at work, she was just crushing on the guy, they used to just go on dates, just get drinks and all that. But before she realized, she didn't know what happened, and then it happened. I didn't know how it happened. Let me tell you how it happened. It happened from the point when you said you're crushing on him. And we don't know how to respect the fact that there's nothing wrong with crushing on someone, but it has to end there. That is if you are in a relationship. And but if you are single, I think you can go ahead and do what you think needs to be done. Shoot your shot if you are single and you are crushing on someone. But once you are in a relationship, I feel it's just advisable to let it slide. Because I mean, we can't have it all. We just need to appreciate what we have. Still waiting for you to call in and let's discuss what you think about having a relationship and still crushing on someone. Charlie, you deal with your woman, you people come out, then you see some nice girl. Have you know boys was actually, this girl fine, well, this girl fine, the boy take it number. You start a link up with her. I mean, once you introduce another person into a relationship which you're not willing to keep, energy and time is divided. Resources are divided. And funny enough, this is how it works. The new person happens to take majority of the time, resources and attention. Because it's more of like a mission that needs to be accomplished. You spend more time with this new girl, you call her more often, you tend to go on video calls with her, you tend to go on dates with her, movie dates and whatever. You guys are always on the phone with each other. Then before you realize, this person you've been with for a couple of years is complaining, babe, you don't call me after work anymore, you don't text me after work anymore. That's because time and attention is being shared with someone else. Feel free to call in and share your thoughts with me. What do you think? I got just 7 minutes to be out of here. My name is Akins. Like I keep saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm still doing it anyway. So it's right time for me to share with you one thing on what you can do in the UAE, or things you can do in the UAE. Not thing, one thing you can do in the UAE. Basically, every week I try to share one thing you can have and enjoy during winter in the UAE. So, I mean, during winter, most of the parks are open because this is the time you can actually enjoy the greens of Dubai, because it's not hot, the sun is not crazy. So whenever you are in Dubai during this time, this is actually the right time for you to be visiting the parks. You just start to catch up with friends, go on that date, have that park feel, that greenish feel of Dubai. So yeah, anytime you're in UAE, don't hesitate to visit the greens sections of Dubai, basically the parks, and enjoy the winter. So guys, I mean, Kim says, if you're in a relationship and you're having a crush with someone, it means you don't know what you want. Do you believe so? But what actually causes us having a crush on someone? Can you share with me that? I want to know, what causes us to have a crush on someone whilst we are still in the relationship? Oh. Charlie. So, welcome to my IG radio. This comes your way this and every Wednesday. As for the timing, there's no timing. Because we are waiting to have a timing. So, I mean, let's ask the guys. I mean, let's ask both parties. You realize your partner is having a crush on someone. What would you do? You realize this crush is taking energy out of your relationship. It's taking resources out of your relationship. What would you do? Would you let it slide like I did and then my girlfriend ended up falling the victim? Or would you intervene? Would you ask her to do the right thing? Because guys, listen to this. In the first place, how come you're developing feelings for someone else once you've been in a relationship for a very long? You've been with me for like 2 years, 3 years. Then just a day you meet somebody and go like, damn, I'm having a crush on this person. What is it about this person? If there's something your partner doesn't have, don't you think it's just right for you to bring his attention to it or help him achieve it? Because me like this, I like women when they wear heel, jeans, trousers, and some cute top. If like when they go some event or something. So if I feel say this be what my eyes they like, this be what if I see other women wearing, I go like, wow, why don't I get it for her? That is what I would do because I feel, I mean, we can't go around spreading our energies. If you actually believe in souls, I'm sure you get where I'm coming from. Once again, my name is AK, is your host. I'm always going to be your host, but I'm always going to introduce myself as your host. Like I keep saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to keep doing it until I get to know what I'm doing. The show is almost coming to an end. Big ups to everybody who joined in live. Big ups to MC for trying to call it, but I guess the network didn't allow us. Tip I shared for today, or what you can do during winter in Dubai, is basically visiting the parks. This is the right time to visit the Discovery Gardens and all other parks. Because, I mean, this time the weather is not really hot, so you can go to the parks and experience and enjoy the greenish nature of Dubai. Must we even have eyes for someone else in a relationship? Do we have to crush on other people who are in a relationship? I mean, feelings differ. Feelings are on and off. But, I mean, from my point of view, I don't think it's right for us to trash out a relationship we've been cherishing for a very long time for just a moment. For just the fact that we want to have something to do with somebody. Because what happens when a new day comes and you realize this person you're crushing on, which is sexually. After you give this person a chance in your life, you guys get down together. You wake up in a new day and realize, oh my God, it was just a thing. Unfortunately, your partner finds out and then he decides to leave. Let's think about it. Once you have a crush on someone else once in a relationship, think about the consequences. Are you willing to lose your relationship? Are you willing to lose all you share with this loved one? Just to wake up a day and realize it was just a thing. For you to realize you actually didn't want to be with this person. Probably you just wanted to have a feel of the person. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kingsley Akins. I've been your host for this show, my IG radio. I'm going to be coming your way same time next week. Not same time, but same day next week. With new topics for us to discuss. Thanks to everyone who took time off their busy schedule to join us. I'll be here same time next week. May God bless Legati. You make late, but nothing's poor. Alright guys, thanks for joining me. My name again is Akins. I'm going to be seeing you guys same time next week on my IG radio. Like I keep saying, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm still going to do it anyway. Thank you once again. I'm out.